Christian House. I'm a Columbus native. I'm a violinist, a teacher, and many other things. And this is my music journey.
Christian Howes has spent the last year producing improvisational videos and songs like this one titled Call. He certainly found his calling, not only as a music performer, but also as an educator. Born in Cleveland and raised in Columbus, the 46-year-old Howes developed a love of the violin from his parents. By the age of 14, he knew he wanted to be a concert violinist.
Now, the thing that I didn't know was that it was going to take this turn and that it was going to kind of morph into a different direction rather than just being a classical violinist. At the time, that was pretty much all I did was classical music, and I loved it. And I still love it. But the difference is that I kind of made a decision at a certain point that I could really distinguish myself differently by pursuing these other creative directions and trying to find my own voice as a creative artist, as a composer, as somebody with an improvisational, personal improvisational voice.
Howes played in churches and other diverse settings with blues bands and jazz musicians. But his path took a detour when a drug trafficking charge resulted in an incarceration from 1992 to 1996. The experience inspired Howes as a musician, but also as a human being.
200 convicts walking around a prison yard, and I'm in the middle of it, playing Mendelssohn on my violin. And I remember thinking, wow, it was a very cathartic experience. They seemed to like it. I would connect with all these different musicians in the prison. And that was an eye-opener to me because I realized how limited the lens of my classical training actually was. And I realized that I could be profoundly enriched by understanding more about music, by learning it from the folks who came from these other traditions of learning music. But also there was a deepest thing about that, which made me realize that it's not just about how we learn music, it's about how we identify ourselves. It created a little bit of passion for me in coming close to these individuals who had such a different experience from mine. But they wanted to play music with me, and we would sit down and we'd play music, and it was just human to human.
Surely, surely, go ahead to the sky. Keep your head to the sky.
A year after his release from prison, Howes documented the experience with a CD titled Confluence. It featured recordings from the prison yard and other makeshift rehearsals from the London Correctional Institution. Over the years, he's released more material and produced several recordings. He even shared the stage for several years with Les Paul.
Christian Howes?
Oh, Christian, yes.
Christian Howes.
Christian Howes.
He's a fellow from Columbus, Ohio, and he's one hell of a violin player. We'd like to bring him up here. Just size him up a little bit.
But it's the Creative Strings Workshop and Festival that's been bringing Howes the most passion and inspiration.
Yeah, so the first year when we did the festival, there were eight people and they studied with me and we went and played like three gigs around town. And now we've got 70 adult participants and we've got 20 faculty that are also teaching and they'll be leading bands in over 15 venues in Greater Columbus. And we also have about 40 kids who will be doing their own separate track and they'll be getting clinics and doing a concert of their own. So we've got maybe close to 20 performances over 15 venues, total about 150 people involved.
Thank you.
Highlight videos like this one from past festival performances conjure up great memories for House.
2 years ago, we were welcomed to go to the New Covenant Believers Church. About 75 of us all went to New Covenant Believers Church, and we collaborated with choir members and with band members and with the artistic director or the fine arts supervisor at the time, Cedric Easton. And it was really because of Cedric's leadership that we were able to do this. But I'm very proud of that moment. And it happened to be like the same weekend that there was like high profile shootings, I think in Texas, maybe in Dallas, you know. So, you know, the fact that we're really striving to find this community kind of integrated event and that it seemed to go off positive is something that I feel really good about, and it motivates me to continue to try to evolve that every year and learn from.
For the second consecutive year, the highlight concert will be at the Church for All People to further connect with the community. Howes hopes the music and discussion touches people in some way and that the artists feel more connected to their passion to be musicians. He wants to inundate the city with the sound of music and contribute to a vision that's inclusive. He also plans an audio release for the 45 improvisational songs on his YouTube page. My thanks to Christian Howes for his time, his music, and his mission and vision for the Creative Strings Festival and Workshop. I'm Mike Foley. Talk to you again on the next Music Journey.